To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back to the show. This segment is sponsored by the 24/7 burglar busting protection company called simplysafe.com/carry. Let me ask you something. When you travel, do concerns about your place back home nag you? Did you lock up, leave a window open? Was the coffee pot or iron left on? Which is why we recommend investing in simplysafe.com/carry for peace of mind and award-winning security. The system offers blanket protection for your whole place with sensors that detect break-ins, fires, floods, plus a variety of cameras to keep watch over your property day and night. And the system is backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day, so you get fast emergency response when you need it most. Their professional monitoring agents can even help stop crime in real time. With no contract and a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try SimpliSafe risk-free and receive 20% off any new system at SimpliSafe, and that's spelled with an I, simply, S-I-M-P-L-I-Safe.com, simplysafe.com/carry, C-A-R-E-Y, or as always, you can find a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, as I broadcast today, I can look out my window and see the Mississippi River. Now, I admit, before I moved from my longtime home in Washington, D.C., to where I live now in St. Paul, Minnesota, I had no idea the Mississippi River started in Minnesota. I was associated with New Orleans. You know, I knew it's a long river, but for our Right Stuff segment today, our next guest celebrates that river in a gorgeous new book, very new, just out, titled The Wild Mississippi, a state-by-state guide to the river's natural wonders. So let's go to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline and connect with Dean Klinkenberg, who is the author of The Wild Mississippi. Dean, welcome. I know you live up near the Mississippi in St. Louis. What about this river captured your attention?
Hi, Rudy. Thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. You know, I've been lucky enough to live along the Mississippi for most of my adult life now. I kind of grew up in farm country and then small towns and suburbs and grew up around cornfields and all that. So when I went to college in La Crosse, Wisconsin on the Mississippi, that's when I really got hooked on being outdoors and enjoying time along the river. There are just so many different ways to be out and enjoy the river, and it offers something different almost every time you go out. So I got hooked then. It was a long time. It was a few years after that before I really got to writing about it. But it's just a special place to me.
And are you a river guy? I mean, do you go on the river on boat and so on?
I am. I'm kind of a part-time river rat. You know, the lifestyle of a writer forces me to spend a lot more time in my office sitting next to the computer than I'd like. But I have a lot of time out on paddling on the river and hiking along the river.
And you start with where the Mississippi starts, which is in Itasca, up in northern Minnesota. And it starts as I guess all rivers start as streams, don't they?
They do. So like where the Mississippi begins, it's about a four-hour drive from where you live in St. Paul. You could walk from one side to the other and probably not get your knees wet. So if you're from New Orleans or if that's the river you know, it may be head-scratching for you to get your head around the fact that this is the same river.
Of course, you live in St. Louis, but I found, as I said, when I moved here from Washington, I was shocked. I mean, I came here to give a speech years ago before I knew I was going to live here. And I crossed the river, and this guy was driving me to my speech. I said, what river is this? He said, it's the Mississippi. I said, no, really, I'm a travel journalist. I got to know what river this is. He says, it's the Mississippi. I said, come on. And he got mad. He said, where do you think the Mississippi starts? I went, here, this far north? I mean, this is pretty far north. We're above Chicago, for goodness sake. Do you find people learning new things about the Mississippi from you?
I do. There are a lot of people who I think know a little bit about the river. All of us obviously know something about it because of Mark Twain. I think we probably associate it some with barges and transportation. And a lot of people who live near the river, I think, know their part of the river really well. But it's amazing to me sometimes how little they know about other parts of the river. So those folks up in Minnesota may have never been down to the lower part of the river and know nothing about that. So I think we all maybe know a little bit about the river, and I'm really hoping this book helps to reacquaint people with the river and maybe go a little bit deeper in what they know about it.
Well, it covers, I'm looking at your book, you cover 10 different states and what the river is like there and all kinds of stuff. So what will I learn, generally speaking? You have gorgeous pictures of the various places in the river, but you divide your book up by state and by prairies and grasslands, forests, wetlands, and so on. Did you go down the entire length of the Mississippi to do this?
I have been, you know, for the past 15 years or so, I've been traveling along the river, you know, at least some every year. So I didn't have to do a lot of new research to finish this book. There are a handful of places I needed to visit further south that I was less familiar with. But it's kind of the accumulation of many years of traveling along the river and getting to know it. So when I wrote this book, I kind of had the model of a city guide in my head. So it'll take you through some history, like geologic history of the river, take you through some of the neighborhoods, which are the ecosystems that you mentioned, like prairies and grasslands and forests. And then in the second half, it'll kind of give you ideas of highlights, places you can visit in each state along the river. So it's not like a city guide isn't going to tell you about every single building in Paris, but it's going to tell you about the highlights. So that's kind of the approach I was going for with this.
Well, why, if the river starts in Minnesota and winds up in New Orleans, is it called the Mississippi?
It's a little bit of an accident of history. The name comes to us from Native Americans who lived in the Great Lakes region and in northern Minnesota. And it was just kind of picked up by French missionaries and fur traders. And they kind of communicated that name back to mapmakers in France. And as they traveled south from that point where they were first encountered the river, they carried that name with them. So it's a little bit of an accident of history. But I'm glad that name stuck instead of like Immaculate Conception or some of the other names that were considered.
That was a considered name, Immaculate Conception?
There was one person who wanted to name it that, yes.
The book is called The Wild Mississippi. Subtitle is A State-by-State Guide to the River's Natural Wonders. And if you live along the Mississippi, if you're going to visit somewhere, you're going to take a cruise down up and down the Mississippi, it's a book to get. It's part of our Write Stuff segment today. The author is Dean Klinkenberg, and you can find more details by going to his website at Dean Klinkenberg, just like it sounds, K-L-I-K-E-N-B-E-R-G, for more details. Dean, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Rudy. I appreciate your time.
We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.